All right, Ed, back in action.
Welcome back, Dave. Thanks from your small break to Australia.
Thanks very, very much. Good to be back. And what a great weekend we just had.
All the
youth went away and came back at night, and the weekend before we had the big weekend and Lee Burns.
Kind of have two party nights on the trot, really.
Pretty cool, eh? Pretty yeah. cool. Decisions made and...
Yep. It's all been good.
Yeah, fantastic. So, Ed, we're going to take just a few minutes just to talk a little bit about our relationship with Hillsong Church.
Yep.
And talk a little bit about the big weekend, maybe a little bit about what happened when I was out in Australia a few weeks ago, and talk a little bit about what that relationship means for us as a church, what it means for you and Michelle as a senior pastors, and kind of where we're heading and how we are connected to Hillsong. So let's start with that question first. How are we connected to Hillsong and why?
Well, we're officially connected via the Hillsong network.
Yep.
So we're part of their network. And which is, it's purely relational. There's no formal anything.
Right.
And so we go down, I go and see Gary as part of a group a few times a year.
So Michelle, Gary Clark.
Gary Clark.
Lead pastor of Hillsong London.
Yeah. Shell goes down to the girl things down there. We meet up with various pastors down there from time to time.
Yep.
You know, just one or two or three a year. But it's all relational based.
Yeah.
The particular help for us and the people we like meeting is the guys doing the extension services.
Yeah.
Because they're a bit smaller, they're more like us, more similar size to us, and they're really, really helpful for us.
Mm.
Social relationship, the reason why we find it so helpful is we love their culture.
Right.
We just love what they're doing. They're Pentecostal, which we are, surprisingly enough. And we just love their encouragement and their passion to see people saved and about creating a church that makes it a real impact in a community, because we want to build a big church.
Yeah.
And though obviously their main service is kind of way ahead from, you know, where we long to get to, but they've done the journey.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've sat down with some of the guys in Australia, including George Azarjanian, who was there when Brian started in the school with less than 100 people.
Crikey.
You know, and he talked about the whole journey when I sat with him.
Yeah.
And he still remembers the days. And they can actually, the older guys can relate all the way back to where we were and all the way through to where we want to get to.
Yeah.
So it's just a great relationship.
Yeah, fantastic.
And they're very open and approachable, which I really love. And
yeah.
Really nice guys.
Yeah, one of the things that Brian said on the platform when I was over there, he said, Hillsong Church is a small church with a lot of people.
Yes.
And just that idea of, you know, how do you keep the main thing? I think they do it really well. And it's about, like you said, it's relational. It's about people. And it's fantastic. And so we obviously just had Lee Burns.
Yep, a couple of weeks ago.
Come over. Lee Burns, the executive vice president of Hillsong Bible International Leadership College.
And he has a cheek to say, but I don't like titles. It's like, yeah, okay, but you've got a really long one.
Yeah, he's like the EVP of the HILC.
Yeah, so, I had to laugh when he said that.
So, I mean, obviously, Ed, you got to, you know, you spent a lot of time with Lee over the weekend. So he obviously spoke, and that was phenomenal. We'll talk a little bit about what we need to take away from that in a second. But what did you take away just from being, you know, hanging out with him, having meals, and bringing him into our church world, and questions you asked him, and things like that? How did it go?
I mean, for me, those guys, they impact people's hearts. So it's not necessarily their teaching, though their teaching's great and well worth listening to and putting into action. It's about the heart change that they input into people's lives.
Yeah.
I just love his encouragement and positiveness.
Yeah.
You know, he says from front, everybody's awesome.
Yeah.
The thing is, when you're with him, he actually lives like that.
Yeah, he believes it.
You know, he really does, you know, and he's really encouraging. You know, it's like, oh, you're doing a great job, Ed. And, you know, even things like, I'd love to come back, which he doesn't need to say. But he says it and he means it.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know when. Obviously, it's probably a year or two. But, you know, he wants to come back to support and help and see how we're doing. And I just love the attitude.
Yeah.
Positive and uplifting. And I think, personally, for me, just hearing some of his stories about his job in Australia and some of the decisions that he has to make and how he makes them were incredibly useful for me as a leader.
Yeah.
And some of the decisions that me and Shell have to make.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I enjoyed that side of it very much.
Great. And then, you know, you're looking in, obviously, you know our church better than any single person.
Yeah.
And he spoke three sessions on a Saturday, really about leadership. if there are one or two things you want us all to think about taking away, those of us who are volunteering or, you know, maybe even on staff, but those of us who call Valley Church our home and this is what we're building, what do you want us to take away in especially?
I re-listened to the Sunday morning message on honour.
Okay.
I think the dishonour in our society is massive.
Yeah.
And for us to honour God and then honour each other and honour leadership and stuff is the root of fruitfulness and righteousness and all the other things that he talked about. I thought that was a very significant message for our culture, never mind our church. And I noticed in his tweets he's actually done it in the next two places that he's been to as well.
Right, okay.
Because it's human beings don't like honouring each other because we're inherently selfish.
Yeah.
And then I'd listen to his Saturday first session message.
Right.
Personal leadership.
Yeah.
I think the personal leadership thing is huge for all of us. We all have issues that we need to deal with.
Right.
All of us. Yep. There's no exceptions. All of us have things that we need to think, I need to nail that.
That's right.
Listen to that message and then say, right, I need to lead myself into this and get one or two people around me to help, but I need to take hold of my life. We talk about, you know, choosing to choose or deciding to choose about changing things.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that message will really help.
Yeah, very
good. So those two were key messages for me.
Yeah, great. You can get that, you know, if you're listening, you can get that Sunday message just on our regular podcast. If you want that Saturday message, you need to order a USB memory stick with those messages on. You can do that just through church. Go get a slip from the info point and put that in our black box.
Our new black box.
Yeah. One-stop shop. So you can do that easily and share it around. And we won't tell you off if you give it to other people. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
And so those two messages, fantastic. Now, you talked a little bit about the culture and going forward and, you know, how they're ahead of us and we see things that in the future that they're doing and it's kind of a picture of where we want to be. What do you think our next step is as a church?
Our next step as a church is to continue to grow, which means each one of us has to reach out to our family and friends and be the person that we need to be, and then to either share our story or invite them to church, however you want to do that. But we need to keep doing that. And then as we do that, certain steps will happen automatically.
Right.
So we'll start having multiple services, and we'll also start having more extension services, and we'll aim to have another campus somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're the key big steps.
Yeah.
I mean, in-house, we'll just keep doing what we're doing better.
Yeah.
So we'll try and do better Sundays, better connect groups.
Yep.
And we'll keep adding bits and pieces to help all of us become who we want to be.
Yeah.
So obviously we started the marriage course. There'll be other courses that we start to try and, you know, specialise, help groups of people to really flourish in certain areas of their life.
Great stuff.
It should be all fun.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, like we said, you can download those podcasts from Lee. They're still on the website. You can order a USB memory stick, which has all the sessions from the big weekend. But, you know, just developing yourself. You'll probably listen to this podcast because you want to develop yourself.
Yep.
And we just want to say one of the best things to do would be to register for a couple of conferences next year. The big one is our own conference, and it's just called Valley Conference. We've got DJ McPhail and Jeff Lucas coming for it, and that's going to be phenomenal just to equip you and resource you. And a
special guest.
And we have another special guest who is
not yet confirmed.
Semi-confirmed. we're just waiting on a couple of the details. Well, that's going to be exciting. And we're also extending that back through to the Friday night for the first time. So it's just going to be very exciting. And the other conference we'd love you to go to is Hillsong Conference.
Yep.
Just, again, to catch that vision of the future, that they're doing something that we want to do. We're going to do it our own way.
Yeah, we won't look just like Hillsong.
Right,
much they can teach us.
Yeah, right. The way God's called us to be, but hey, let's not reinvent the wheel.
No,
if it's good, repeat it. That's something cool. So go, you know, book yourselves into those conferences. Keep learning, keep growing, keep, you know, reading if that's your thing, listening to this kind of stuff. But I think the best thing to do, and this is what Lee was saying, is just start somewhere and get involved.
Yeah.
It could just be a cleaning team. It could, you know, he talked about the walls team and the amazing leaders that came out of the walls team. It could just be getting on the cleaning team or serving drinks in a cafe or whatever. And don't despise the day of small beginnings and seeing what God can do in and through you long term. And I think that's something cool for us all to take away as well. So
yeah, but before we finish, Dave.
Sure.
So you've just got back from Australia.
Yes, I have.
What, you know, obviously you went for slightly longer than normal.
Mm.
why did he go for longer? And you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's. I think it's a brave man who tries to go to Australia for less than a couple of weeks, and so we went for 2.5. the time, you know, the time zone difference. It's like going nocturnal. It's almost completely flipping it on its head. So, but we really went for a longer time because we wanted to experience both Sydney, where a lot of our old friends were, and where obviously Mel and I were based at Bible College, and. But we also wanted to go to Melbourne because Tim Douglas was our pastor in when we were in Australia in Hillsong College. Well, Brian Houston was our pastor, but Tim was our local kind of extension service pastor, and he started Hillsong Melbourne, and so we went down to Melbourne and spent a few days with him, and the hospitality was phenomenal, just looked after us. And this, again, this is culturally. You know, they're not interested in big names or whatever else, reputations. We were just a couple of former college students and we just got looked after, you know, like we could never have asked for. It was just really cool. But again, you know, the cool thing, like you were saying, Ed, it's just the culture. We sit down with Tim. We probably spent 12 hours over 4 days just talking things through and asking questions and doing the journey. And Tim just spoke into us and encouraged us and challenged us and said hard things for us to hear and, you know, things that we needed to hear, but also just massively spoke life, and we walk away from those conversations just going, we can do it, and let's go for the next season, and because they're just interested, not just in Hillsong, but in God's church and building people, and so we came away with that, which was phenomenal. And the cool thing was, Tim said, you know, if he can, if Brian will let him, he'll get over here, so we're looking forward to hopefully making that happen sometime in the future.
I mean, I wanted Dave to share that, guys, because... You know, Dave is investing in himself. Mm. You know, the trip wasn't cheap, and but Dave's, as all of us are, we're keen as human beings to develop ourselves and put ourselves with people and in places where we can actually grow and flourish spiritually.
Mm.
And I really want to encourage you to do the same. It's why we do the conferences. It's why we try and do Sundays as well as we can, because we want to create a place where all of us can flourish and grow. And that's so right. I just want to encourage you. You know, you might think, oh, you know, conferences are expensive. Yeah, they sure are. Mm. Absolutely. But they will change your heart and your life.
Yeah.
And in one sense, you can't buy enough of that.
No, you can't.
I mean, the Bible says that wisdom is far more valuable than gold or silver or anything.
Yeah.
And to get that wisdom inside, get that heart change, that knowledge inside you, is worth every penny that you have.
Yeah.
And so it's worth the time. It's worth putting time in to make sure you get to church twice.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth getting to these conferences to build into yourself so that you can become the man or the woman or young person or child of God that you were created to be.
Right.
So, yeah. So that's why Dave went and why we released him in Mel to have some extra days over there.
Yeah. And we're very grateful. It was fantastic.
Pleasure.
So, thanks, guys, for listening. We'll see you in church on Sunday. Very exciting to see what God does. Let this Sunday be even better than the last.
Yeah.
So we'll see you soon. Take care. Bye.